The elections are done. So what's next? That's what we're going to talk about today. Hello and welcome to Hashtag Local Gov Matters. I'm Gwen Gunther of Wheeler Reports. This podcast was originally released on Wednesday, November 7th, the day after the midterm elections. I'll be sitting down with Wisconsin Counties Association Executive Director Mark O'Connell and League of Wisconsin Municipalities Executive Director Jerry DeShane next week to talk about the election results and what those election results will mean going into the 2019-20 legislative session. Today, I'm going to talk about what's next, what will happen in the next 2 months prior to inauguration, and what will happen after inauguration. So let's start with leadership. The caucuses for both houses will meet to elect their leadership. They usually meet right after the elections, so that could be later this week or that could be next week. The Senate will be electing the majority and minority leaders, assistant majority and minority leaders, secretaries, and sergeants at arms. That will be for both caucuses. And they will elect a Senate president, although technically this is decided upon on the first day of session when they officially organize. In the Assembly, the same thing. Both parties will elect their leader, a majority leader, a minority leader, an assistant majority leader and minority leader, a caucus secretary, and a caucus sergeant at arms. And again, they will elect an Assembly speaker, although again, this will be officially organized on the first day of legislative session. Next will come committee structure and assignments. This is done differently based on what the Senate majority leader or the speaker want to do. In some years, the leaders have met with all of their members prior to deciding what committees are created. Some leaders simply go with what committees were done in the past and maybe add one or two or tweak something slightly. One committee that everyone pays special attention to is the Joint Finance Committee, sometimes referred to as JFC. In Wisconsin, there are requirements that when a bill spends money, known as having an appropriation, that bill must go to the Joint Finance Committee. Although not every bill that spends money goes to this committee, there is a minimum amount that's required for the bill to have to go there. The Joint Finance Committee is also the committee that does all of the in-depth work on the state budget. JFC is a 16-member committee, 8 from the Assembly and 8 from the Senate. The 8 from the Senate will include 6 majority members and 2 minority members. The same on the Assembly side, 6 from the majority party and 2 from the minority party. Most members want to be a part of the JFC because they get to make decisions about the state budget. The Joint Finance Committee assignments usually come after Thanksgiving, and when the members assigned are announced, you'll find them on the Wheeler Report website. When the houses are controlled by the same party, that committee has 12 members of the majority party and 6 of the minority party. When the Senate and the Assembly are controlled by different parties, this committee ends up with 8 Republicans and 8 Democrats. So when the houses are split, that 8-8 split determines a lot of things in the budget. It means you need 9 votes to get anything either included or removed from the budget. It means compromise. And over the years, we have seen a lot of interesting compromises and a lot of interesting things done to get bills out of the Joint Finance Committee. So we will see committee structure coming out right away. In November and December, we should see committee structures, committee assignments. Those are the first things that we are likely to see before the end of the year. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's next for the state budget.
The Wisconsin Counties Association represents Wisconsin's 72 counties at both the state and federal level. Learn more about how counties impact your community at wicounties.org.
Welcome back to Hashtag Local Gov Matters. I'm Gwen Gunther of the Wheeler Report. Whomever won yesterday's governor's seat will have to introduce a statewide budget, the 2019-21 budget. The governor is supposed to introduce his budget the last week of January, but the legislature usually allows the governor a few more weeks, so his budget is usually introduced in mid-February. In years past, the governor has given a State of the State address in late January, then his budget is introduced in early to mid-February. Once the budget is introduced, it has to be analyzed and broken down into sections for the legislature to begin reviewing. That work is done by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau. Bob Lang is the director of the Legislative Fiscal Bureau and widely respected by both parties. The Fiscal Bureau will provide an analysis of the governor's budgets, and those documents are usually available in March. Again, you can find links to all of these documents on the Wheeler Report website. So traditionally, the Joint Finance Committee holds agency briefings in March. These are public hearings that the legislature and the Joint Finance Committee invite the agency heads to come in and testify on their budget requests and their agency needs. Now, should a new governor come in, the agencies testifying might change some of their budget requests from what was requested in September. You might see new things being requested and things being changed. If Governor Walker is reelected, you will see the agency heads come in and talk about what they put in their budget requests in September. So we may see things that are different, we may see things that are the same. It depends on who's in charge. Now, not all of the agencies or boards are asked to testify. Typically, these hearings last about a week, and multiple agencies or boards are done per day. So a typical day might include anywhere from 5 to 8 different agencies and boards and can take 10 to 12 hours for the briefing. The legislators on the Joint Finance Committee will be asking questions of these agencies so that they can get a better understanding of what is being asked for in the budget and if there are things that are being asked for that maybe they don't know enough about. So, the Joint Finance Committee will also then start looking at holding statewide hearings on the governor's budget. Depending on scheduling, those are usually held in late March and April. The Joint Finance co-chairs try to make sure that they cover all areas of the state. Over the past few years, we have been to Platteville, Milwaukee, Berlin, Spooner, Ellsworth, Marinette, Brilliant, Superior, Stevens Point, Stout, Green Bay, Sheboygan. Sometimes they hold a public hearing in Madison and other times they do not. That depends on what the co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee want to do. If you're interested in attending a budget hearing, look on the Wheeler Report website for the announcements of public hearings. Now, these hearings are open to everyone and everyone is welcome to come register to speak. But they can attract a lot of people, so time limits on testimony can be limiting and can give everyone a chance to speak, but they may be limited to 1 or 2 minutes. You can also submit any testimony that you want to give if you don't have all day to show up at a hearing. They will put out an email address where people can submit their thoughts on the budget, and all of the members of Joint Finance will get copies of those emails. So if you don't have the day to go to a public hearing and testify, you can still submit by sending to that email or contact your legislator, whether your senator or your state representative, and those can be passed on to members. So the Joint Finance Committee generally starts holding voting sessions, which we call executive sessions, on the state budget at the end of April or early May. And the committee continues to work until they have done every issue that's in the state budget. In some years, they will work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for weeks on end. Other times they will work only twice a week, giving the members opportunities to read Fiscal Bureau papers and have a thorough understanding of the issues. Again, this is determined by the co-chairs of Joint Finance. Everything is well noticed, including when the executive session will be, at what time it will, and at what issues they will be taking up. So for example, if they are going to meet on a Tuesday, they would notice it for Tuesday. They would notice the time. It will always be in the Joint Finance hearing room in the state capitol. And then they could list that they will be taking up issues under the Department of Public Instruction. And they would list what specific issues they're going to be taking up. So you can look for those notices and you'll know what days they're taking up issues that are important to you. While the executive sessions are for members to vote, all hearings in the Capitol are open to members to come and watch and listen. If it is a public hearing, it does mean you have the opportunity to register and testify. So after the executive sessions are done in Joint Finance, they will send out their budget. And again, the Fiscal Bureau will write an analysis. This will take a couple weeks. So in mid-June, The Joint Finance Committee's budget will be forwarded to both houses, the Senate and the Assembly, and one house or the other will then go to the floor and start voting on whether or not they're going to pass the budget. They can make additional changes on the floor. Sometimes they do, sometimes they do not. Ultimately, the budget is expected to pass by the end of June when the fiscal year ends and be signed by the governor so that it can start on July 1st. However, Wisconsin's budget does not end if a new budget is not in place. They continue to work at the same level of funding that they had in the previous year until a new budget is signed and passed. So while it is necessary for the legislature to pass a new budget by the end of June, the state does not shut down like federal government does or like some other states do. So this allows for legislators to extend the amount of time that they need to pass the budget. Stay tuned, there's more to come, and when we return, we're going to talk about the extraordinary session and what the legislature will do when they come in.
The League of Wisconsin Municipalities advocates for Wisconsin's 600 cities and villages, speaking up for local democracy and common-sense citizen-led government. Learn more at lwm-info.org.
You're listening to Hashtag Local Gov Matters. I'm Gwen Gunther of the Wheeler Report. So the legislature has approved an extraordinary session to start on November 12th. Let's start with a little bit of terminology for the legislature. An extraordinary session means that the leader of the Senate and the leader of the Assembly have agreed that there are issues that they want to come in and take up, not during a regular session. So an extraordinary session is called for by the legislature. That is different from a special session. A special session is a session that is called for by the governor. The governor determines what issues will be taken up. The governor introduces the bills for that. He sets the time frame for it. So an extraordinary session is called for by the legislature. A special session is called for by the governor. Both of these are outside of the regular legislative session, which is set at the beginning of the year. So the legislature has called for an extraordinary session to begin on November 12th on the Kimberly-Clark proposal to help their plant. It's a $100 million economic development proposal. It is expected that if they do come in to pass this bill, that they will have a public hearing on it, and then the Senate will take it up. The Assembly has already passed the bill that is out there. If the Senate were to make any changes to it, then the Assembly would have to come in and take up any changes that the Senate were to pass on that. In addition, both the Speaker of the Assembly and the Majority Leader in the Senate have said that they may consider, after the elections, expanding that call to take up other issues. This has been done before. Extraordinary sessions have been called for after elections in other years. For example, one was called in 2010 after the elections, and they took up the state contract bills. Those bills did not pass, and not all of them were approved at that time. But in previous years, extraordinary sessions or special sessions have been called for after the elections. This is not a new thing to be happening. So we do know that they are interested in taking up the Kimberly-Clark proposal. They have also discussed taking up any additional changes to other things that might need to be addressed after the special elections that could include a bill regarding pre-existing conditions. And there are some other issues that they might be discussing. Whether or not we see them come in and take up those bills might depend solely on what the election results are from yesterday. So, what happens after the special session or the extraordinary session are done in the Capitol? Lots of changes. Legislators are being assigned to their committees. Legislators are hiring staff. They're moving offices. They're getting ready for inauguration. When inauguration takes place, they will take up a bill in both houses that organizes their activity and says that they are ready for their legislative session. At that point in time, a two-year calendar will be published of their regular legislative session days. We link to this calendar on the front of the Wheeler Report, and it is available on our website year-round. So you are always able to see what dates the legislature thinks that they will be in session or have scheduled for sessions. They will also be introducing new bills. At the end of every two-year sessions, all of the bills end, and anything that they want to go forward with, they have to reintroduce as a new bill. So January is typically when we start to see the legislature introducing a lot of new bills, and they will start holding public hearings on those bills. Now, sometimes they will come into session in January, but usually those calendars do not include a lot of bills because a lot of bills have not been introduced and had public hearings to go to the floor with yet. So that can take a little bit longer. So in January, we expect to see a calendar being published. We expect to see a lot of bills starting to be introduced. We expect to see them start holding hearings. We expect to see the governor do his state of the state, preparing his budget as we go into February. February, we would expect to see them continuing to introduce bills. We would expect to see them continuing to hold public hearings and executive sessions on the bills that they're introducing. We expect to see that the governor will introduce his bill, his budget bill. One rule in Wisconsin government is the legislature is not allowed to pass bills that spend money prior to passing the state budget. If they want to do this, they have to put a clause on the bottom of the bill identifying that it is urgent that they spend this money prior to the time that they pass the budget. It's an emergency statement saying that they are allowed to appropriate funds prior to passing the budget. So usually the bills that are passed in the early part of the session are bills that don't necessarily spend money. They're more policy issues. They are things that don't require the state to have an investment in them. So expect to see some of those types of bills earlier on. Some bills will be introduced that do spend money. Oftentimes, some of these major policy and money spending bills with appropriations, end up being wrapped into the budget. So they're introduced, they have public hearings, and then the Joint Finance Committee sometimes will put these into the budget, and those bills will proceed further because they'll get passed as part of the state budget. So once we get through February, in March, we anticipate seeing the Joint Finance Committee having public hearings, bringing in the state agencies and board heads to talk about their budget requirements and their budget priorities. More bills are being introduced in the legislature. More committees are holding hearings and execs. Sometimes we'll see the legislature going to the floor, sometimes not. We will also see the state public hearings on the state budget that would include in Madison, Milwaukee, outside the state, and the opportunity for people to start sending testimony in on the budget or coming to those public hearings and testifying in them. Again, in April, we expect to see more public hearings on the state budget. We expect to see more bills being introduced. And then we would expect that that's when the Joint Finance Committee in late April or early May will start holding their executive sessions and start making decisions on the state budget. Through April, usually other committees don't do as much activity because they want to give the Joint Finance members the full opportunity to go through the budget in a timely manner. It usually can last anywhere from 4 weeks to 6 weeks for Joint Finance to complete its action, and usually you will see in May that Joint Finance is the only show going on, is a term that they use in the Capitol, but it's usually one of the major things that's going on, so the other committees don't meet as often. Sometimes there will be floor sessions, sometimes not. Then in June, we expect to see the legislature coming in to approve the budget, make any final changes, and send it to the governor. Now, if the houses are split or if there are major policy issues in the budget that they cannot agree on, that is where we will start to see that the Joint Finance Committee is still meeting, or that both houses are starting to amend the bill, the budget bill, and have not yet come to the floor. This is usually when we can see how long the budget process is going to last. Budget processes can be done in June. They can last until November. It all depends on what is in the budget, what may not be in the budget that people want added to the budget. All of these are questions that can only be answered as we go through the budget process. Again, Wisconsin does not shut down if a budget is not passed. We continue to work off the previous budget, but there's usually an urgency to try and get the budget done so that they can start looking at some of their other issues. So you've read in your local newspaper, or you've seen on the television, or you heard on the radio about an issue that's really important to you, but you're not sure how to get more information, or you're not sure exactly how to follow this issue in the legislature. What can you do? The first thing I would recommend, probably because I run the website, is to go to thewheelerreport.com. The Wheeler Report lists press releases, news stories on our website based on the types of articles that they are or the issues that they deal with. We have a section on the budget. We have a section on the governor. We have a section on the legislature, a section on state agencies, on state affairs, on the economy, on politics. This could help you at least understand where you need to start. Who is introducing the bill? Is it part of the budget? All questions that can be answered by looking at our website. We have a drop-down menu on our website that will help you further find information, or you are always welcome to email us at the Wheeler Report and we can help you find further information. Now, if you are part of a county, you can get more information from the Counties Association. Wisconsin Counties Association has a fabulous website that includes information about issues that the counties are facing. They put out magazines and they link to their magazine on their website. They list their issues that are important to them for this legislative session. And they put information for all of their contacts there. So if you have questions about something that's affecting a county, you could reach out to the Counties Association and get more information from them as well. Now, the League of Municipalities also has a great website, and they deal with issues for villages and municipalities. If you have questions about something that's happening in the legislature and it deals with something from a municipality or a village, you can definitely go to their website, and they also have a magazine linked to on their website. They have more information about issues that are important to them. You can find a lot of information on their website, or you can contact their staff directly. Again, that would be thewheelerreport.com, the Wisconsin Counties Association, or the League of Municipalities. All three of these websites are going to be a place for you to start to gather more information on bills or on legislation or on the state budget that are of interest to you and you want to learn more. If you want to get involved, you can again work with the Wisconsin Counties Association. You can work with the League of Municipalities, or there are lots of other organizations out there that will help deal with the issues that are important to you, whether it's the environment, it's education, it's roads, it's healthcare. There are organizations out there that you can be active with and get more information on the issues that are important to you. So if you're looking for information, that's thewheelerreport.com, the Wisconsin Counties Association website, or the League of Municipalities website and magazines. All great places for additional information. So that's the end of today's podcast. I hope you have a fairly good idea of what to expect now that the elections are over. We always make sure that we put all documents referring to anything on the Wheeler Report website. If you have questions, please feel free to email us. We're happy to help with questions that people have about process or things that are going on. I want to make sure that if you don't listen to us on a podcast player, that you know that we are on community radio. We are so thankful for our partners at community radio. That's Rice Lake Radio 105.5 FM. Wapaka Radio 96.3 FM, Sun Prairie Radio, 103.5 FM. It's, again, so nice to have these community partners. Thank you also to the League of Wisconsin Municipalities and the Wisconsin Counties Association for working with me on this podcast. It's been a great year so far, and I look forward to working with both of them in 2019. And thanks to Jackie Johnson for always doing our sound editing. Sometimes we make it more difficult on her than we probably should, but she always makes us sound great. Again, thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week.